to each according to need. Being on the sidelines with the football team this past fall, there's a whole lot going on. There's a whole lot of people. And I just try to like stay back and not get stepped on. But each player there has different needs. There were many of the players have their ankles taped. People helped them with that. Some people had their fingers taped. Some people need snacks. And so the nutritionist walks around with this snack pack ready to throw out some snacks to people. The kicker would warm up. And so you got to make sure you're not in the way when he's warming up. And everybody needed water at different times. And so it's the same team, different players, different needs. And so the response to each of those needs was different, but provided for. We who gather on the Lord's team, we also have our own unique needs. And nobody knows that better than our Lord. That he who created us, who gave us life, that he knows even this day what we need. And so everyone, all the disciples are very excited. They're overjoyed that here's the risen Christ who speaks his peace. And Thomas, who's not there when Jesus shows up, he says, well, hold on a second. Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger into the nail marks and put my hand into his side, I won't believe. Like, this is what I need. This is what I want. So a week later, they're together again, and Jesus appears. And Jesus is responsive to Thomas's need. That Thomas's needs are not too much for Jesus. Yours and my needs are not too much for Jesus. And all of us need what the disciples are given at first. They're given the Holy Spirit, which is God's strength, God's being, really, that we would be the sons and daughters of God, that I have a goodness and a dignity just because I am, not because of anything I've done or, you know, I have to measure up to earn people's love and approval, but who I am is good. And because I'm human and I mess up, that God says, it's okay. When Jesus is in the room, he knows he's the only perfect one there. He's like, for the rest of you, I know that you need the forgiveness of your sins. It's okay. You're human. It's okay. I forgive you. And so Jesus gives all of us, he gives the disciples the forgiveness of sins. Not to say that, oh, what we did was good, but he says, I know that you're human and that was the best you had. And I want to give you forgiveness and mercy to strengthen you to be able to move forward in a better way. Let's learn from what happened. Let's heal from it. Let's tape up the soul, so to speak, and strengthen it so that now we can go forward in a better way. So that we all need that. But Thomas needs a little something more. And it's interesting. How come he wants this? How come he wants to touch Jesus' wounds? For me, this is how it speaks to me. It reminds me a little bit of the prodigal son story. And there's an element. So the prodigal son goes off and comes back, and then the older brother's outside and won't come into the party. And the father goes out to him, and the older brother like lets out this complaint. Look, all these years I've served you, and not once did I disobey your orders, yet you never gave me even a young goat to feast on with my friends. And the father replies, my son, you are here with me always. Everything I have is yours. And so the reason the son never received a goat for him and his friends, perhaps was because he never made his need known. He never asked, because the truth is, to make our needs known is a vulnerable act. Because if I ask for something, it's possible I may not get it. You know, I'd really like this, and the person I'm telling that to may not do it. And then I'm left like, okay. And so it's almost like I'm afraid to ask. But God already knows what we want, and he invites us to ask. Like, that me asking opens me up to be able to receive. So what is it I want? And we might want all sorts of things. Like, I remember, one of my prayers in college was, my senior year in college was, Lord, I know we just broke up, but I'll never ask you for another thing again. I want to get back together with her, you know? It was 100% heartfelt, you know? Like, maybe we've all prayed that way. But that's what I wanted. And that's what I thought I needed. And God is saying, okay, I know you feel like you need that, but deeper than that need is a need to be loved, to be in a healthy relationship, to be happy with yourself and not have to have somebody else there for happiness. Do we need another person for happiness? No. Another person might be the cherry on top, the sprinkles on top. But anyway, so God might not always give us exactly what we're asking for in the moment, but he wants to heal and meet that deeper need. And so asking actually opens me up to be able to receive God giving me what I need. And there's a lot of things we need, you know. I need water, I need oxygen, I need food, I need money, I need shelter, I need friends, I need God. But there's going to be a day when you and I won't need food, and won't need oxygen, and won't need water or money, but we're still going to need God. That we always need God. That at the end of the day, I need God. And I think, getting back to, why does Thomas ask for what he does? That Thomas needs to know that the Lord is wounded with him. I had this experience on a retreat years ago where I was just looking, reflecting on my life, and God was kind of making my life known to me, and I thought of some painful things from my past. And I was like, I want your peace. Jesus, you're offering peace, and I don't feel it. I want to be able to forgive the people who disappointed me. And I couldn't get there. And I was like, okay, what am I doing wrong? Why can't I experience what everybody else is experiencing? Or so I thought. Why can't I experience the peace? Why can't I experience the forgiveness? And I realized that Jesus was inviting me, like the older brother of the prodigal son, to truly express how I felt, to truly express what I wanted, what I needed, that what I was disappointed with, that this is what I was hoping for in my life, and I didn't get it. And I was not happy about it. And so I felt this freedom where Jesus is like, tell me all about it. Tell me about how you've been disappointed and hurt and how you've suffered. And you, for a second there, you think about, to myself, I'm like, what good is that going to accomplish? Like, why am I going to sit in that pool of misery? Like, how is that going to make me feel any better? Isn't that just going to make me feel worse? And so I said, all right, fine. And so I just, like the older brother prodigal, I just like let it out. Like, here's how I felt. Here's what I wanted, and it didn't happen. And here's what I need, and all these things. And what I experienced was not God standing far back, judging me and disappointed with me, but I experienced Jesus choosing out of love to be with me in that pool of misery. That the word mercy itself is, it means when love meets misery. That God wasn't happy about what I suffered. That God didn't stand far back, safe and not caring. That Jesus actually chose to go to the cross. That Jesus chose to experience all of my sufferings and difficulties with me, so that I would never have to be alone in them. And this amazing healing happened to me. I felt this weight lift off of me. And I felt like I had been serious my whole life, And then suddenly, like this weight was lifted off my face, and I felt like I was smiling. Like I was liberated. And the liberation came from Jesus wounded, choosing out of love to be wounded with me. And so that's what he wants. That's what he needs. I think maybe all of us need that, but at different times, to know that Jesus meets me in my misery with his love. And that presence gives healing and it gives peace. He invites me to bring my wounds to him, and him choosing to be there, loving me where I am, loving me where I don't want to be, is exactly what I need.